USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Queen Elizabeth II, who defined the monarchy for generations of Britons, died on Thursday, putting the United Kingdom into mourning and giving the country its first new head of state in 70 years. King Charles III. Senator John Cornyn, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax, remembers the monarch.
Our relationship with the United Kingdom, with her as the head of that great Commonwealth, is second to none. We have this special relationship with the British, considering we were a former colony, but we are very tight-knit across the board, whether it's in Ukraine, whether it's the Five Eyes, which are the five countries that share intelligence together, including the UK and the United States. We are in lockstep, really.
On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency for Riverside County and El Dorado and Placer County fires. Firefighters across the western United States are in a battle. California, Idaho, Montana, and Oregon have thousands of firefighters battling several massive wildfires. Michigan's top court ruled on Thursday that voters should get the right to decide whether to amend their state constitution to protect abortion rights or a baby's life. Reproductive Freedom for All, an abortion rights advocacy group, amassed more than 730,000 signatures to get it on the ballot. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser on Thursday declared a public emergency over buses of migrants being sent by border states, overrun with illegal immigrants under President Biden's open border policy. Bowser is setting up a new Office of Migrant Services and will spend $10 million to launch the office. Bowser claims the city will seek reimbursement from the federal government. We are USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The war in Europe has the Ukrainians taking back some territory from the invading Russians.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on Wednesday that they successfully retook multiple towns in a counterattack against Russia. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says Ukraine's progress is steady and deliberate.
Russian command and control in the headquarters have been disrupted, and they're having great difficulty resupplying their forces and replacing their combat losses.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Democrat lawmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is accused of murdering journalist Jeff Germain from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper at Jeff's home. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's running for governor, said, "Every murder is tragic, but the killing of a journalist is particularly troublesome." Tellis made his first initial court appearance Thursday afternoon, and it was determined the politician accused of murder would be held without bail. The Justice Department continues to seek secrecy as it files notice Thursday that it is appealing a Florida federal judge's ruling that appointed a special master or an independent third party to review the documents seized by federal law enforcement at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. The Justice Department's appeal will be considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.